When do you use a parity test? You use a parity test when comparing the means of two sets of observations from the same individuals. Let's say you're carrying out a study to measure the effect of a 4-week mindfulness program on students' stress levels. For the purposes of the study, you have measured students' stress levels before and after they participated in a mindfulness program using a standardized stress scale. The scores range from 0 to 100, where higher scores mean more stress. You want to answer the question: does participation in a 4-week mindfulness program significantly reduce stress levels among university students? You have your null hypothesis stating that there is no difference in mean stress levels before and after the mindfulness program, and an alternative stating that there's a significant difference in mean stress levels before and after the mindfulness program. You're now done with data collection, and after considering several factors and assumptions, you are confident that the parity test will answer your research question. Click on Analyze Compare Means Paired Samples T-Test. Move your two related variables, in this case stress before and stress after, into the paired variables box as shown. Click OK. This brings you to the output window where there are several results. To interpret your paired t-test, you wanna scroll down and focus on the outputs titled the paired sample test and the paired effect size. In the paired sample test table, look for the t-value, degrees of freedom, and the p-value. If the p-value is less than 0.05, our results are significant. If it's above 0.05, it's not significant. In this case, our p-value is less than 0.001, which show the results are significant. Once we've established it's significant, we also want to know how big is the difference. We check the value of Cohen's d in the effect sizes table. A value above 0.8 is considered a big difference, and our value of 2.646 means our difference is huge. After you made your analysis, it's time to write a report, and this is how you do it depending on your research question. You can pause and read it.